up, it just varies things. Some souls feel sweet. So therefore, in place of it, the ego exists and supposes itself to be the individual. That's most people. But then when the soul starts to wake up, it starts to send signals to consciousness. Remember itself. So you start reading, you start studying, and you start, you know, going into this particular consciousness. Now there's several distractions in there because when the soul is trying to do it, the ego is still involved. And it's a hard process to get distracted again, which means the ego can go, hey, your soul is waking up, but I still love it. I want to exist. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a part of this knowledge that ultimately will wake this soul up, and I'm going to have this person get locked in one of the areas of the knowledge. And it will suppose itself as being knowledge, but because it is locked into one area, that's nothing but a form of ego. That's why they say master nothing. In the Holy Grail, they got a knight called Parzival. Parzival is a knight who was raised in the country by his mother. His father was a knight. The father gets killed. The mother says, it's the harvest story, basically. The father was a knight. The father gets killed. The mother says, I don't want him to be no knight. So she raises him way in the woods. And he plays with nature and everything. And so one day, he's out there in the woods, and he sees a shining knight in a silver shining suit. And he said, oh my God, that's God. So he runs and tells his mom, he runs and tells his mama, say, Mom, I want to be a knight. And she almost faints. But she knows she's getting to be 18 now. She can't hold him forever. So she has one of these plans. She takes him and sews him up a court jester's uniform and says, this is the uniform of a knight. So her plan is when he comes there looking like a clown at King Arthur's court, then they will laugh him out of his court and he'll run back home and never want to be a knight again. So he rides off to King Arthur's court. As soon as he rides off, she falls off dead. And the reason why she falls out dead is because when you're on this bridge and you try to go backwards, you fall. You can never go backwards. You can never go home. So now, so what happens here is, he gets to the court, knight's court, and they are laughing and laughing and laughing at him with this court jester in such a ridiculous outfit, so they get the ear of King Arthur. Thus, he's able to go right in front of King Arthur because of this funny outfit. And later on, he ends up becoming a knight, but all of the knights were proficient and masters, but they were always masters at one discipline. Right. Which means that you're still locked in a box. Whereas Parzival, because he was not raised into knighthood, it came from humble origin, he was able to get the Holy Grail when the other ones were not able to get the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail is i.e. his own soul and rise to God level. That's what the mystery is. He is able to get the Holy Grail for the simple fact that by him not mastering the discipline, he was able to ride through all of the disciplines.